One of those who remembers seeing Bowie both times that he played at the Community War Memorial in Rochester in the mid-70s is Greg Cotterill. He's the manager of WEOS Radio in Geneva, which is operated in a partnership with WXXI. Cotterill says it was a nearly packed house and, in typical Bowie fashion, a very theatrical performance, and he remembers the news that Bowie got arrested on a marijuana possession charge after that 1976 concert.
Actually, the next day, I still, to this day, somewhere have the Democrat Chronicle with David's picture on the front page because he was busted that night after the concert. We didn't know about it until the next day or two.
John Kovach is the director of the Institute for Popular Music at the University of Rochester. Kovach says Bowie managed to stay on the cutting edge of popular music long after his early stardom.
As somebody who's a figure in history, he'll always be associated with about the mid-1970s and what he did at that time. But like a lot of other artists, he remained enormously productive and relevant for years after.
And Kovach says David Bowie added a new layer of theatricality to rock music performance, and he was able to do that in an era that predated MTV and the Internet. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.